This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
22 women senators are calling for their fellow lawmakers to do something about sexual harassment. So they wrote a letter to the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, and minority leader, Chuck Schumer. And the 17 Democrats and 5 Republican senators asked their chamber to take up this legislation to overhaul sexual harassment complaint process on Capitol Hill. And it was led by Kirsten Gillibrand, who the left want to make into their champion. She's being groomed to be a presidential candidate, and they want to use her. That's why she was the one to attack Al Franken, who's gone. Hadn't heard that name in a while, right? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. 22, all 22 female senators have joined in the cause because sexual harassment on the Hill is a big deal. They want, let me tell you what's going on here, folks. The Democrats are looking to set up, what can we talk about in 2018 in November that we hope resonates? So the whole Harvey Weinstein sexual abuse stuff is now, it's become bipartisan. Women on both sides of the aisle, the women, both Republican and Democrat, have decided we're going to do something about it. Let me tell you, the Republican women in the Senate, Murkowski and some of these, they are the biggest rhinos on the planet. Don't think for one second those people represent your views. Don't think for one second they represent conservative women's views. Oh, we want to address sexual abuse on the Hill. Really? You want to do it in the time of Donald Trump? Let me ask you, how long has it been going on, ladies? Why didn't you address this when it was going on during the time of Barack Obama? Here's what they said. Survivors who have bravely come forward to share their stories have brought to light just how widespread harassment and discrimination continue to be throughout Capitol Hill. No longer can we allow the perpetrators of these crimes to hide behind a 23-year-old law. Let me tell you what these people hide behind. They hide behind their ability to insider trade. They hide behind the fact that they don't have to be subject to the rules of retirement that you're subject to, Social Security, any of these things. They hide behind that. But what they want to expose is sexual harassment on the Hill. Yeah. Because they're weak. These women are, oh my gosh, what can we do? We're only senators. They got to be senators because they're weak. And they're protecting the women on the Hill. See, the 23-year-old law they're talking about is the Congressional Accountability Act. It got passed in 1995. And it dictates how sexual harassment claims are currently handled on Capitol Hill. Now, it's outdated. Because what we've been doing as taxpayers is we've been paying for this stuff. These guys commit, and girls, don't let these women fool you. They're as big a sexual harassers as the men. They're just slicker about it. And the part of it is, guys don't really, we're not the type of people to go, holy cow, she grabbed me by my buns, man. I hope she didn't break a nail. We've learned over time, who cares? I mean, let me tell you something. I have many, many friends who are girls that we're at a party or something and they come up and squeeze my pec. Yeah. And, squeeze my buns or something like that. Many times. It's a joke.
Now, Kevin, you weren't employed by them or anything.
No, I wasn't. But I was harassed. I mean, we become so sensitive. Remember Terry Crews, the big black dude, the actor? Man, the guy came up and grabbed me by my jeans in front of my wife. Man, I couldn't do nothing, man. Yeah, you could. You could have said, hey, what? I tell you what, if that had happened to me in Hollywood and some gay dude walked up to me, he's a producer, a director, and grabbed me by my, my naughty bits in front of my girl, really? I'd have been like, dude, I don't know what's gotten into you, but you don't do that to me. Yeah, I mean, I would have probably talked to him. I wouldn't just beat him down, but I'd be like, man, are you drunk? What's your problem? But Terry Crews goes, well, I didn't know if I'd have my career and all. Well, then you know what? You're a You're a chump. Oh, okay, let me just say it. You're a punk. Big, black, strong Terry Crews.
Man, I would have been in the real world.
You in the real world. He sold out. All these women talking about sexual harassment. Oh, my God, sexual harassment. Look, either the women's movement happened or it didn't. There are guys on Capitol Hill getting sexually harassed. They've been getting sexually harassed by the Barney Franks and all those other hidden gay guys. You know, the dudes on the down low. All these people are getting harassing. They're all harassing each other one way or the other. But the women want to stand out. We're going to carve ourselves out and we're going to do something. Why? Because the Democrats need something. Can we please make something happen about the women? Remember Elizabeth Warren talking about, yeah, and then that judge, he chased me around the desk. This is a dude who's like got an oxygen tank and a walker. And she goes, I went into his office and we were doing stories about old Indian tales. And he was aroused and he's chasing me. When she said, this old dude is chasing her around the desk, and I looked up who it was. Dude, like 85 years old with oxygen and not a cane, but a real walker. And she said, he's chasing me around the desk. And I'm thinking, well, how many times? Was it like 15 times before you finally broke for the door to beat the dude on the walker? Or did it just go around once? Because I don't know how you guys are, but if a dude on a walker with oxygen is chasing me, I'm not too concerned. Unless he's got a gun. Now, that's a whole other thing there, because we need gun control for people who are on oxygen with walkers who might chase you around. That is a criminal element you do not want to deal with. Oh, my goodness. All these stories are such a joke. And you know what's funny? She didn't share anything about it. She didn't say he's an old lecherous dude who chases people around the desk if you go in there or whatever. Nobody shared anything about Weinstein. Nobody shared anything about Kevin Spacey or any of these other people. Look, don't try now. But, hey, you know what? Democrats and leftists listening to the program, if that's your strategy, congratulations. Congratulations. I wish you luck. That and – oh, you know what I didn't hear anything over the weekend about? Stormy Daniels. Her lawyer said something – pardon me. We have a clip on it, right? Anyway, we'll play that clip coming back. But I didn't hear anything about Stormy Daniels. Lawyer saying he would accept a settlement. All I'm saying is they're disingenuous to their core, and they just want to act like they're doing something on behalf of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Jackson Radio Show.
The image and picture are so complicated. Most admired woman in the world, more than any other woman. And at the same time, and right now, people saying, get off the public stage and shut up, which right. is something we're hearing all the time.
Wow, we talked about debate techniques and most admired woman in the world. You honestly believe Hillary Clinton is the most admired woman in the world? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. Let's finish playing that whole thing. I don't really want to talk about this. I want to talk about more of this so-called, you know, war on women and the other things that are related to it. But I think this is an interesting topic to bring it in with to some degree. Look, I'm not going to speak for women with respect to what they want from Hillary Clinton and the women's movement, but this is the person you guys want to hang your hat on? Wow. Donald Trump's been doing more to help women than, I don't know, probably the last five presidents combined, dealing with sex trafficking, things like this, and hardly a word. Why? Because the narrative is, he's a womanizer. How can you thank the man who's actually helping women, giving them jobs, giving them prosperity, doing all these different things. I mean, when I told you guys, if you look at debate, you look at the techniques that the left uses to obfuscate the argument, to make you think differently about things. Look at all these. Look at the stories. Go on your own search for the truth. What has Donald Trump done for women? You're going to get a lot of negative news. I saw a statistic that said at this very time in history, Trump and Obama are tracking the same. Donald Trump is at 47%. He's on the rise. Obama was on the way down, but they're exactly 47% approval. I don't know what polls, but supposedly it was a match comparison. 98% of the media for Obama at this point, positive. 95%. 95% for Trump, negative. Almost polar opposites. Can you imagine? I want you to imagine a world where Donald Trump was treated right, treated fairly. I'm not saying 95% positive, but treated fairly in the media. Where would we be? What would the debates raging be about? Would it be about gun control? Donald Trump has said, look, we'll get rid of bump stocks. We're going to do a lot of the, quote, common sense things about guns that you're thinking about. We're going to look at people who are crazy. I mean, certifiably crazy. And they're not going to be able to get firearms. So we're going to do these things. But what else does he have to give on? Let's look at DACA. They say we want 600,000, these kids, there's 600,000 living in the shadows. He says, I think there are more. I think there's 2 million. We'll make them legal. I said this the other day, right? And here's a funny argument. The Democrats passed a law that said illegal immigrants can have abortions in America. And Donald Trump was trying to get that to say, we're not going to pay for your abortions. But the Democrats are fighting for illegals to kill their babies in America. And I made the comment, if those babies could be born at 18 years old and vote, you would bet the left would be supporting Donald Trump's ban to not pay for their abortions. That's all it takes. I know. Really clever, isn't it? But what's funny about that argument, when we come back, I want to play the rest of this clip. When we come back from this clip, I'm going to tell you what's funny about that argument of the illegals not being allowed to have abortions and the left fighting Donald Trump on that issue. I should say of allowing illegals to have abortions. You knew what I meant.
Yeah, how do you... That began to happen after the election.
Yeah.
And, you know, the election was pretty traumatic. I think there were a lot of people who were like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to have to think about it. I don't want to have to hear about it. Totally, that's how I felt. I took a lot of long walks in the woods. Drank my share of Chardonnay. I did what I could to... that I had to figure out what happened because I was confused about it and ended up, writing a book called that. And I was really struck by how people said that to me, mostly people in the press, for whatever reason, like, oh, go away, go away. And I had one of the young people who works for me go back and do a bit of research. They never said that to any man who was not elected. And I was kind of struck by that, and I'm really glad that, Al Gore didn't stop talking about climate change, and I'm really glad that John Kerry went to the Senate and became an excellent Secretary of State, and I'm really glad John McCain kept speaking out and standing up and saying what he had to say. And for heaven's sake, Mitt Romney is running for the Senate. So,
welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Hillary Clinton, again, lamenting the idea they wouldn't have said that to a man. They wouldn't have to. Guys lose and they move along their merry way. woman loses and she's like, it's because I'm a woman. They're a bunch of big crybabies. These feminists, so-called feminists, and nothing but a big old bunch of whiny chumps. Man, y'all, I ain't talking about conservative women. You are the salt of the earth. These leftist women are nothing but complainers and whiners, and they wonder why they don't have men. A dude did a meme with one of these, what they call it, anglerfish, and the male is a real little guy, and he hangs on the belly of the woman. I mean, he's like one-tenth the size, and he compared men on the left. They're the anglerfish male, as this very mean female version of them with the big teeth and all that. They're the ones that you have to be afraid of. So true. Anyway, I was going to tell you with this thing about banning abortions of illegals so we don't have to pay for it. And I said the interesting thing about it is leftists, if those illegals' babies could vote, they would not be fighting Donald Trump on this issue. And that's what's so funny about the left, is if you tweak the circumstances in any way, you can get them to change their mind. Put a Republican sponsored it, if Barack Obama sponsored it versus Donald Trump, they'll change their mind. If Reagan did it, they hate it. If Carter did it, they love it, and so on and so forth. If a gun was used in a battle because of something that's Republican related versus Democrat, they'll change their mind. All you gotta do is flip who did it, and they show these videos all the time because they're a bunch of zombies. They don't know what they're voting for. But take any of their issues and do that, and watch what happens. And for the record, you don't have to make it up. Find what Trump said or did, and you'll find what Obama did that was similar, and they hated it. They loved it with Obama. If Obama does something good, we love it. We love it, period. He didn't do very much good. But.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
They said Hillary Clinton spoke for $25,000 at Rutgers University. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. $25,000. This is a woman who used to get $500,000 to speak. $25,000. Still a lot. Don't misunderstand me. And according to the school, they said it wasn't taken out of any of the money to go towards scholarships or anything like that. It was a private endowment that paid for her to come. All they could wrangle up is $25,000 for Hillary Clinton. Boy, what a fall from grace. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Or you could give us a phone call. Jot this number down, 844-551-8255. You should jot it down. At some point, you're probably going to want to call. Find out what's going on. Anyway, talking about Hillary Clinton whining about being a woman, old news, but applicable. Applicable in the sense that the droning continues, folks. Is the argument going to change? What do you think is going to happen the next time you hear Hillary Clinton talk? You think you're going to get some enlightenment? You're going to get something profound that you're like, wow, that was something I would have never thought about. She's going to blame men for her woes. She's going to blame you in society for being taught how to be down on women and on and on and on. That's what Hillary Clinton does. That's what leftist women do. They complain as they make out like bandits. Do I need to tell you that Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, she complains all the time about women, and we women are going to do very good, and the men are keeping us down, and she's feasting. They complain. These are women that are living lives they never dreamed of. Middle class women growing up, and now they've hit the lotto, and they don't even know how to act. Race pimps, all of them. By the way, racepimping.com. That's where my book is. And if you really want to read one of the best books of your life, it's only available electronically. Get The Big Black Lie. That book will change your life. That's my first book. It'll absolutely change your life. Donald Trump is doing all these things to help women. And what do? They just complain. Why? Because if they tell you the truth, if they give you all the information, we went through a debate, how to debate. One of the best debate techniques is don't give you all the information. Your kids do it all the time. Who broke the lamp? Well, so the dog, he came in and then he ran to his bowl and that's what happened. And you're like, wait, whoa, I'm missing a few things here, son. They don't care. Kids, that's what kids, look, if you're trying to make a decision, you're a CEO of a company, and you're making a decision of, do we do this product or that product? Do we move in this direction or that direction? Do you want half information or do you want all the information? Do you want to weigh all the factors? I'll put it to you in math terms. You can only solve an equation for one unknown. You cannot solve the equation if you have multiple unknowns. You know, in other words, if I say, okay, what are the things that are going to affect my vacation this year? And the only thing I'm going to tell you is you have an airplane that's available. Okay, plan your vacation. You're going by plane. Well, am I camping? Will I need a tent or will it be a hotel? Should I bring my own food? Will there be food available? Do I need a weapon? In other words, if I put you in the tundra of Alaska, or I take you to a resort in Hawaii, it's two very different things. If all I tell you is I'm going to fly you there, I may fly you in a prop job. Am I overpacked? Will the plane be overloaded? Who will be there to meet me? And so on and so forth. Do you get it? Without enough information, you can't make an honest decision. The left love it when you don't have enough information. And when you have enough information, they then try to fool you with the information. They overwhelm you. Russia, Russia, Russia. And then Donald Trump, he drank a black Russian. Yeah. And then one time I heard him say a Russian word. Then didn't he say something about Putin and where are we at on that? Anybody? How big is the Russian investigation? When's the last time you heard Mueller? I mean, look, I'm going to tell you, there's probably something going on. Let me tell you what you don't have to worry about. Anything Russia coming back to haunt Donald Trump, the conservative movement, or anybody. Why are we not investigating the real people of Russia? Because the Democrats have overwhelmed it. Right now, they're pushing Russia, Russia, Russia. That's one of the debate techniques is when you're losing the debate, you have to just pretend that there's so much information we have to sort through. How are we going to get through all this? And you make it to where when it finally gets down to the real debate, it's less. It's kind of like when your daughter says to you, hey, mom and pop, you know, I've got some bad news from school and I'm pregnant. And then the daughter goes, no, I'm only kidding. I just flunked three of my classes. And they're like, oh, my gosh. Oh, you scared us. Well, that other news is so much worse than the other. By the time you get the other, you're like, oh, who cares? That's what they're doing right now with Russia. They're telling you, we're pregnant. And you're going, what? Oh, my God. Ooh. And then they go, no. It was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and all of them. They're the ones who really did all this stuff. Don't worry about it. Because you know what? It's all shifted. Sessions has now come back and said, oh, let's take a look at these. We're going to have an IG, an inspector general, look into these other things like the FBI. Oh, you know what? Adam Schiff, where are you? I asked that the other day. Where's Adam Schiff? He's not going to be talking about this because it's bad news for him and his cronies. So back to Donald Trump. What's been going on? Well, nearly 100 MS-13 gang members have been arrested. They arrive into the United States, crossing the U.S. border as, quote, unaccompanied minors. They got resettled around the country where nobody even told us where these kids were going. You remember this? They wouldn't even tell you. It was a hush-hush deal. They sprinkled all these kids around the country. 475 gang members have been arrested by ICE under Operation Matador. I love that. I love that. It was a sting, and they got 99 gang members arrested who have arrived as unaccompanied minors. If they could have only gotten one more, we could have had an even 100. Oh, I feel like Monk. You know the show where the dude has ADD? Can you go arrest one more? We need 100. We must have 100. Of the 99 MS-13 gang members who entered the country as unaccompanied minors, 64 of them were granted special immigrant juvenile status, which acts as a quasi-amnesty program for these young illegals. Yeah, gave these guys a special status that gives them amnesty, and these guys were arrested. Now, and committed heinous crimes, gang members. But here's where I wanted to go. I want to go back to this with Donald Trump. Sex trafficking arrests. Crime agencies across the country have arrested more than 1,000 suspected child predators over the last 2 months. When Donald Trump said he was going to crack down on pedophilia, he's doing it. Meanwhile, the Obama administration did very little. There's rumors about that these people have used kids. We know for a fact that Hollywood uses and abuses these kids. Leftism allows for this. You are the last bastion of hope for these kids, folks. But Donald Trump is tracking, you know, he's cracking down on this the same way he's doing with opioids and all these other things that we're doing. And do you get any, look at the positive things that have happened, whether we're talking about the economy, the fact that North Korea wants to sit down and talk to Trump. We've expelled Russian spies and all kinds, just beautiful things. China is working with us to get North Korea settled. We've opened up trade. We're addressing our trade deficit, our egregious trade deficit. And China's working with us to do it. And I could go on and on. People with work, women doing great, you name it. Minorities more employed than at any point since we've been keeping history. And they won't say anything good about this guy. And 1,012 alleged pedophiles arrested in Operation Broken Heart. 69,000 investigations over 40 states. Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Program announces that they've got 1,012 alleged pedophiles under, you know, they're looking at, and no, not a word. They've been targeting people who possess, manufacture, and distribute child pornography, engage in online enticement of children for sexual purposes, engage in commercial sexual exploitation of children, and engage in sex tourism, and nobody says a word. This is unbelievable that the left wouldn't tackle this issue. And here's what's interesting about this from the long-term perspective. Think about how you jack up a kid's sexuality long term if you're engaging with them in any of these activities. You're taking pictures, you're fondling them, you're, you know, obviously involving them in actual adult sexual acts. What an atrocity. And the left hasn't said a single word about Donald Trump cracking down on these clowns. This is incredible to me. Unbelievable. As many as 186 arrests made in Los Angeles, 32 in Ohio, 46 in Alabama, 35 in Maryland, 37 in New Mexico, 51 in Louisiana, and on. It's happening all over the country.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, London's murder rate has overtaken New York City's for the first time. 12 people killed in 19 days in London. Here's what the article reads. February marked the first month in history books that London had more murders than the American city, that would be New York, with a total of 15 homicides. Out of the 15 killed, 9 were aged 30 or younger. Get this. In March in London, there were 22 murders, which is likely to match, if not beat out, New York's numbers. The murder epidemic continued on Sunday when a man in his 20s was fatally stabbed after leaving a bar in Wandsworth, making the 12th person to be murdered in London in 19 days. Now, causation and, you know, correlation, is the murder rate based on what? The manufacture of lots more knives? There's lots of knives. By the way, most of these are stabbings. And there were a few shootings in the gun-free zone known as London. So what is the deal? Why is there suddenly such a big uptick in crime in London? Not just, there's an uptick in crime in general, but there's an uptick in certainly in murders. According to a report by the Sunday Times, New York City's murder statistics have decreased by 87%. Since the 1990s. Meanwhile, London's has grown by nearly 40% in just 3 years, not including deaths caused by terror attacks. Now, that's the one I want you to really focus on. We're not talking about London's murder rate having anything to do with the London Bridge incident and some of the other things, the guys running over people in trucks and stuff like that. No, nothing to do with terror attacks. This is just regular old uptick of crime in London, which is up 40% in just 3 years. Now, you would think they would start wanting to really address this. Now, they said, although last year New York had nearly double the murders than London, experts are concerned that the gap is steadily closing. Officials are concerned about the uptick in fatal stabbings, fearing there's a dangerous surge in knife crimes. Now, let's just stop for a second and say that's the case. There's a dangerous surge in knife crimes. What shall London do? Huh, London? What is your plan for knives? That was a terrible British accent. What are you planning for knives? Knives. 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 That's a terrible word to have to try to translate into British. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. We're not talking about an uptick in gun crime. No, they've taken all the guns away. Now, I can tell you, there are many Londoners, criminals, who carry guns. Many of them. They don't care about your knife. They'll shoot you. But the average Londoner is very nice. We have a clip that we play from a comedian by the name of Hicks. And he talks about knife violence in Gundon, in London. Knife violence. And how nice Londoners are.
But it's really weird. They have no guns, and yet they have a very high crime rate in England, which tells you how polite the English are. Give me your wallet. All right. How do you have a crime rate, no weapons? That's what I want to know. So a guy walk into a bank. Give me all your money. I've got a soccer ball. Ian, that's a Spalding. He's serious.
Friends over there in Britain trying to sympathize with me.
Oh, Bill, crime is horrible. Bill, if it's any consolation, crime is horrible here too. You live in a land of fairies and elves compared to ours. Don't you ever compare your crime to America.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Bill Hicks. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Love that you're here. But that was Bill Hicks, atheist, comedian, talking about America's crime versus London's crime. People always compare our crime to other crime, and they make it sound like the world is coming apart. I tell you about Bill Hicks's history so you have an understanding about most of these comedians, for the record, are atheist or certainly leftist. Now, I love the humor of what he's talking about. And maybe there was a time when you couldn't compare your crime in London or anywhere else to the United States, but not anymore. Last year in London, a total of 80 fatal stabbings in the capital, the most in almost a decade. And official figures, they say, show that 2017 was the worst year for knife deaths among young people since at least 2002. 46 people, aged 25 or under, stabbed to death in London, up by 21 compared with the previous year. 46 versus 21, according to police figures. And let me tell you,
that probably doesn't encompass everything. And look, when you look at the number of kids that probably died by, you know, poisoning, it's minuscule. But it is a symptom of a bigger problem. And that's what people try to ignore. And now I want to come back to our crime. So let's talk about American crime. And I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know here. But if you take out the hooligans in the inner cities of the top 10 cities in crimes in America, we fall to probably the lowest crime rate in the world. We would be in the top 10 of the lowest crime rate if you took out the top 10 cities in terms of our crime. Top 10 cities in America create the majority of the crime in this country. How pathetic is that? If you take out liberals, our crime rate drops to negligible. It's hardly measurable. I'm just saying. People can get mad at these, but this is the real data. And by the way, I'm not using any empirical data. I'm giving you go to a city, look at the blotter for that day. Take out the crime in the inner cities. Illegal guns, whatever. And that city suddenly looks very safe. Here's what another article, The Sun, went on to say this. Crime has played its part in this epidemic, but so too has ignorance. With the cancer of gang violence had been allowed to grow this way, as stabbing victims were middle-class children from the nicer bits of North London? We doubt it. The government, the mayor, and police can no longer ignore the violence in these forgotten streets that neither politicians nor tourists tread. The Met has had a lot to deal with in the last 12 months, not least ramping up its counterterrorism work after horrific attacks in Westminster and London Bridge. Resources are stretched. So the criminals know that the Muslims have stretched their resources to the max. So they're saying it's a free-for-all. Go do whatever you want. And it's mostly gangs. Now, why are these gangs forming? Anybody want to take a guess? I suggest to you these gangs are forming because there's been such an influx of Muslims that Londoners now feel like the only way we can survive is if we get together and gang up. What you're headed for in London, I'm going to tell you right now, is a religious war. They say clampdowns on merchants who profit from knife sales and the social media firms that host violent videos glamorizing gang life. That's what they want to do. That's their solution, to clamp down on merchants. They want more police in these, quote, badly hit areas. Yeah, trust me when I tell you, the policing problem is something that is all over the world. They blank what's happening in America, but then what's the first thing they want to do? Let's have more police. But let me give you a few of these comments that are made from people on this particular post. They said, could not believe, this was on March 3rd, 2018, could not believe the amount of Middle Eastern Muslim thugs obviously unwilling to assimilate. There were pockets of Sydney, where I thought I was in Lebanon, then China. Their government has sold out the sovereignty in the rest of the NWO countries. Brisbane has more Australian and relaxed. So this is somebody that's an expat talking about the crime in London and coming from Australia. So another person says, let's see. Brazil. Oh, they talk about the Brazilian crime rate. They said, this guy Rawl says this: it's getting out of hand in London at the moment. Moped gangs do as they please and police having their hands tied. Another one said, it's almost touching to see the patriotism of Londoners defending their city against the increasingly violent reputation, with the police so helpless when it comes to violent gangs. And then he writes another thing: are you joking, Ian? Do you seriously think that your personal experience of living in an area such as Primrose Hill is somehow representative of London? Because that guy says, I live in Primrose Hill. I've never experienced any problems in London whatsoever. No crime, period. He says, only fireworks a couple times a year. See, this is what happens with leftists. They get distorted because they take their personal experience and say, that's the only thing there must be. And this is why all these cities experience exactly what London's going through.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.